Random House Audio presents Dean Kuntz's Frankenstein, Book 3, Dead and Alive, by Dean Kuntz. Read for you by John Bedford Lloyd. I am very doubtful whether history shows us one example of a man who, having stepped outside traditional morality and attained power, has used that power benevolently. C.S. Lewis, The Abolition of Man. Chapter 1. Half past a windless midnight, rain cantered out of the gulf, across the shore and the levees. Parades of phantom horses, striking hoof rhythms from roofs of tar paper, tin, tile, shingles, slate, counting cadence along the avenues. Usually a late night town where restaurants and jazz clubs cooked almost until the breakfast hour, New Orleans was on this occasion unlike itself. Little traffic moved on the streets. Many restaurants closed early. For lack of customers, some of the clubs went dark and quiet. A hurricane was transiting the Gulf, well south of the Louisiana coast. The National Weather Service currently predicted landfall near Brownsville, Texas, but the storm track might change. Through hard experience, New Orleans had learned to respect the power of nature.